Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
90 minutes left here in this edition of the G-Bag Nation with Rangers baseball coming up tonight at 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch against Toronto. Okay, Expressway is about 20 minutes away, and we'll take you commercial free to the top. LA Live 540. Time now for an edition of the Finest Years Chief.
Okay, so I'm doing the Friday bet payoff at Shakerton's. Probably just going to go live with a national anthem rendition. So looking forward to that one.
Do you have any singing background at all?
No.
In fact, I mean, the one time we did have you sing when we were on the Nosebleed Seats podcast and we were recording at KNTU in Denton.
It's Raining Men?
No, it was the Divinyls. I touched myself.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There was,
and it was hilarious. Now, I do think the key to this is we need to make sure that there's no singing along with you. You have to be solo the entire time, so we can hear all of this and the greatness that it will be.
And in a strong military region like North Texas, you got to have reverence.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. And I don't know. We'll see. Maybe a couple of beers in me at that point. We hit that in like the 5 o'clock hour or whatever.
You just crush it.
Probably make me feel a little bit better about the situation. I'm still open to ordering another little nitro gummy and having it here by Friday so that Broadus can do it for real, you know. But we'll see.
Fire.
I don't know what Dawson's got up his sleeve, but I know Friday's going to be exciting. We got three payoffs.
I'm going to go with the Mr. Misty, the liquidation event.
We all get to bring our own mystery liquid and we get to spray it in your face anytime we want to, even if you're asking a serious question to Stephen Jones while he joins us on Friday.
100%. You like that?
Yes, and I don't want to forget, by the way, and Broadus, you could do this. We still have on the board what Dawson did last year. You can recite my awfully long, terrible question to Stephen Jones.
I just read that.
I forgot that one, dude. Yeah. Broadus or Walchuk could do that at some point this year, which would be wonderful to run that one back.
Oh, God.
I don't think I've ever been more nervous for a bet payoff than that one.
That's tough.
was epic.
It's a Band-Aid ripper to some extent, big picture, you know, but in that moment, you might as well be talking for an hour asking the dumbest question in the history of questions being asked. So, yeah, that one's on the table there for you.
We got to do that after a win.
Yeah. I think it's even funnier now.
Maybe after that Giants game on that Friday. That could be a good day to do it.
Of course, we could bring that taser that I got at home, and we could tase Broadus at Shakerton's if he's down.
Or you could try the beads out this time that you have, Eric.
This is supposed to be something that he doesn't like.
Oh, that's right, Brian.
I might eat a stick of butter.
What?
Oh, yeah.
We have an eat a stick of butter on there?
We have an eat a stick of
butter.
What's
that in honor of?
I don't know if that was in honor of anything at all. That it just sounded.
I'm just looking at the list.
I thought we banned eating challenges for Brian because they're too easy for him.
They're right.
These aren't payoffs.
I think that one, and Honest Abe was another one I kind of liked. That's where you randomly peppered me with questions you have to answer during the expressway.
Yeah, like we ask you questions and you have to answer them honestly.
Honest Abe, yeah.
Yeah, that one. I mean, we can find out where some bodies are buried.
People get Eric and me confused all the time still on the text.
Correct me or help me with the ass hat with the diaper helmet.
Yeah, that's where Walchuk
is. Is that a full show or is that a segment?
Walchuk gets to take a diaper into the bathroom and do whatever he wants with it. And then you have to wear it on your head for the entirety of a 5-hour program.
Probably I thought it was his daughter or something like that.
Daughter. Okay, that's a little uncomfortable. Please.
Well, no, I mean, I thought it was a baby diaper. A baby diaper. Just, I wasn't thinking him doing
something.
Just
back off, all right? Don't poke the bear over there. That's my daughter. I got a daughter.
You'd rather wear a diaper on your head that had baby poo in there than Walchuk's.
I don't know about baby poo. I thought we were kind of thinking.
They're heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, just some urine.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
Oh, I don't think I could have that on my head for an hour. Yeah.
I mean, I can
have that for an hour.
If you don't think me and Wolchuk are taking turns peeing on that thing before it goes on your dome, you're out of your mind.
Okay, well, okay, then
so just know that.
That.
I'll bring the baby pee, but we're also peeing in it.
I'm just going to eat me a stick of Irish butter, boys. Get ready for that one.
Now, you don't get to pick the butter. This has to be disgusting butter.
No, it's Irish butter. I get to pick it. There's no
gourmet
rules.
Butter.
He's there's getting no like rules. Some fancy sweet butter that he can just luxuriously enjoy over here.
Brian, the point of these is to entertain the audience, not figure out the least painful way to get through the challenge.
You guys have yet to figure out anything to make me painful. That's the problem with this thing.
I love the crotch first confidence.
All right, what about these nipple tasers then?
Yeah, that's true. We could do the nipple tasers. But again, it's supposed to be something he's not going to like. It goes back to the beads.
Gosh
conundrum.
Dang it, you're right. All right, you got to whack on the bunion for a full segment.
He said, yeah. We all get
on the webcam.
We all get to take turns.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I think that's it. Jose Altuve, he just ripped off the cleat and the sock to show the ball hit his foot.
Yeah.
So now, although this is disgusting for me, I don't like this idea, but that's what Brian's got to do, and we all just get to hit it with a hammer.
I think there's a payoff involving somebody having to clip the toenail of the gout toe on Broaddus's.
Oh, geez, that would be. I haven't had that in a while, though. I've been very fortunate.
Oh, the gout?
The gout. I haven't had it in a while, okay. Or the bunion thing in a while.
Well, that's good news. I'm actually happy for you on that.
Yeah, seriously, appreciate just that. We have medicine for this stuff now.
Yeah, thank God for it. Okay, so Friday, I guess we will be...
So eating a stick of butter is not bad?
Eating butter...
Yeah, stick of butter. It's on the list.
And rest
you gotta get that cheap ass butter too, bro. That 99-cent butter, that's real hard to bite through.
Okay, yeah. Lucius, don't be playing in the game now.
But that's what it needs to be. It needs to be some crappy butter. Right,
I like
a thin piece of air because you can't even taste any butter until you like swallow it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, so like
it's so cheap.
The 99-cent crumbly butter kind of
unsalted.
Thing. Unsalted. All right, that's what I'm gonna do.
$4.69
Family Dollar butter.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are once again worried about the health of Broaddus there. We know about your heart issues.
If you want to get the Nitro Gummy Round 2, let's go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you want to do that, we'll go.
I might. Yeah. I really might do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind running that one.
Someone
back,
has some lotion Broaddus's feet.
Oh.
That's gross.
That's really good.
Respectfully. I say that respectfully.
Yeah.
Broaddus.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you open to that? Can we throw that on the board? Somebody's rubbing lotion all over your feet on the fan cam?
I would vomit
watching
that.
That's a payoff for somebody else, not you. You're just a part of it.
Oh, yeah. If it's, yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's go.
We're just rubbing lotion on you at that point.
That's a bet payoff to me to witness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a puker.
That's no one's going to. Okay. If you had to pick one for me to do, which one would you pick?
Well, at some point, I want to get you in that Mrs. Doubtfire.
I need some time to pull that one together because I got to get the actual dress and the wig, right?
Yeah,
and
no
then,
doubt.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Okay, I'll work on that,
that
one.
That won't be as difficult as you think.
It's not?
Nah.
No. No.
Lucius knows the right
pretty much wake up, just roll out of bed.
As my man puts on his glasses.
Right around the corner, bro. We are in Uptown. It's right around the corner, fam. They got you. Just walk in there and tell them. We got you, Big Daddy.
Just walk in there and tell them.
What you need? Yeah.
Well, she had like a flowery dress, right?
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
just the thing. He's going to twirl.
Just the size for you.
All right, well, Friday's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, now we have a G-Bag Nation. You make the call here in a moment with some C.J. Stroud sound. But I did want to do the quarterback myth-busting from Bill Barnwell. Did you see that? Everybody was sending around the stat about Mahomes having so many interceptions overturned
like
by defensive penalties.
Or something like that.
Yeah, somebody alleged it was 17, and then Bill Barnwell was like, all right, let me go back and look and see. Since Mahomes has been in the NFL, is he getting more fortune with some of these defensive penalties on plays where he throws interceptions? Is he being bailed out at a higher rate than other quarterbacks? And Bengals fans were going nuts. And then Bill Barnwell did the work on it. And the result that he came to was that actually on a per pass attempt basis, it is Joe Burrow that is getting more of the overturned penalties saving him from interceptions than anyone, including Mahomes. So Mahomes is like getting one of these for every like 450 passes, and Burrow's getting one of these for every 327 passes. So it's actually been myth busted, and then it's salt in the wound of Bengals fans because they find out it's actually their own quarterback that is the one that's being bailed out of interceptions due to defensive penalties, even more so than Pat Mahomes. So I thought that was a nice little project there from Bill Barnwell doing some quarterback myth busting.
Yes, I do believe we are in the early stages of the hate for the Chiefs starting, you know, and I don't know if it'll ever get to a Tom Brady level. You know, Mahomes is just more likable. But it's, you know, he's 29 years old. How long can you be dominant, even as a super likable team, super likable coach, before, you know, and maybe the Taylor Swift does things, but usually, you know, by the time you're this great, the country has decided at least half of it hates you.
Mm-hmm.
And still, like, we're loving it, right? Like, I don't see a lot of it, but maybe this is the beginning.
Yeah, I think the Taylor Swift stuff, the Travis Kelce stuff, for sure. It's just like we're being inundated with Taylor Swift and all things Kelce. And at some point, you're kind of like, all right,
I'm a little overboard.
Pretty much done with this now. But I did see you have Nick Sirianni doubling down on his late game incompetence. Did you see that?
Yeah, a press conference today about that, yeah.
He defended his decision to kick the field goal in the fourth quarter, and he said there are plenty of charts that give recommendations, but he has even more conviction in his decision after studying it yesterday. So I don't know if he actually believes that, or if he just, you know, some of these guys, especially when their seat gets toasty, they don't want to get to the microphones and accept much blame.
Yeah, that's not the time you want to be studying that, you know, on the tail end of a loss. You know, you're going to just, you want to get that figured out. Well, man, I figured I should get this figured out. Do we want a field goal or go for it?
Yeah.
Fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go. I think this is the end for Sirianni. And I think that's an overall, that's a bad for the Cowboys. Like, we want Sirianni to go on like a Jason Garrett decade-long run there in Philly.
Yeah. We do, probably. Yeah,
I think we need to be rooting
for that.
In that same game, you had Drake London catching the game-winning touchdown pass, but then he did the gun celebrations, and so he was flagged.
He got flagged for that, yeah.
Yeah, but I love what Raheem Morris did with quite the PR spin here when asked about it. The head coach of the Falcons said, Drake is a great kid. His intent was not as a use of a weapon. When he did the finger guns, he probably was shooting t-shirts into the stands, to be honest with you.
I just don't like how they're, you know, violating my constitutional rights.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. Damn amendment, bro.
Yeah.
What are you, anti-gun? What's going on, fam?
Don't you know where we are?
How does
this have an endorsement deal. That celebration brought to you by Sig Sauer.
Yeah, honestly, they should be capitalizing on this.
Yeah.
I like this as a fun little on pace for stat. Bijan Robinson's on pace to have almost 2,000 total yards on the season, but he's also on pace to have zero touchdowns this season.
Jeez.
He still can't find a way to get him in the end zone, but he is absolutely nasty. He's racking up the fantasy points even without scoring touchdowns. But
I feel like Kyle Pitts is a weapon as well.
Should be, for sure. I mean, that's been one of those weird ones his whole career. Dude was supposed to be absolutely awesome.
I think Kirk's going to find him. I think Kirk's going to put him on the map big time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a little Sunday night, more Kirk on primetime. Can he go back-to-back weeks with Kansas City coming to town? Here's Jim Harbaugh talking about his assistant coaches, and this is your Jim Harbaugh football guy quote of the day brought to you by Jim Harbaugh.
He's a great coach. I mean, one of the best I've ever been around, you know, like Moses. I'm gonna die leaning on my staff.
That's a bar right there. That's a bar from old Jim Harbaugh. Faith, family, football, man. That's a guy that gets, even though it's probably more like football, football, faith.
Football,
family. Football.
Sounds like
football.
Dan Campbell.
Really? Because a lot of people were thinking like Dabo's probably kicking himself that he didn't bust that line out.
Yeah.
Dabo would be the one.
But that was Harbaugh said that?
Yeah, that was our guy Jim.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, Jim.
Okay, here's some post-Sunday night football sound. This is C.J. Stroud after beating Caleb Williams and the Bears, meeting the quarterback at midfield as they tend to do post-game. Not jersey swapping, but sharing some advice. Now, G-Bag Nation, you make the call. Is C.J. Stroud being patronizing here to the rookie Caleb Williams?
Good job out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
hey, keep going. Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Hey,
yeah.
Learn from those mistakes. Mm-hmm. And everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yep.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
Okay,
stop taking those hits. I think that's great advice.
Yeah, stop taking those hits.
But also advice. Get your front office to get you some offensive linemen.
Yeah.
That would be nice,
and a play caller would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want the veteran coach up post game after losing to a guy that's only been in the league for a year.
Right.
Yeah, in the moment, I'm sure Caleb Williams, that's why he's probably trying to walk off. And she's just like, no, come here, come here. Like, big picture, good advice.
I'm sure you remember RG3 doing that to Tony Romo back in the day.
Hey, you're a great quarterback. Don't listen to anything those guys say about you. I'll never forget that, bro.
But that's also younger guy to older guy, which is even, that's way more patronizing.
Yes.
Yeah, but I get it, man. This is a second-year guy, and it's like learn from your mistakes. Like, obviously, dude, come on. You should have just left it at, hey, don't take all those hits.
How many more hits I could have taken? I was dancing around a lot.
Yeah, it's problematic right now with the Bears. There's no question about that. And then I saw here from the Action Network, apparently Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been voted the NFL's most annoying player. So congratulations
by players from other players
on that wonderful
it's
award.
Public.
No, this is a public voting situation. Okay. So, do you want to guess who is the runner up?
Well, J.J. Watt's out. Of
I
the
would
league.
Say Kelsey.
Ooh, Travis Kelsey.
Kelsey's that's probably a good guess.
As annoying.
Kelsey. Yeah,
Russell Wilson.
That's a really good call as well. It's Kelsey as the silver, and then it's actually Odell Beckham Jr. as the bronze medalist here.
Has he even played a snap this
most
year?
Annoying.
Played,
no,
yeah.
No, probably won't. Probably will collect a check without running a single route this season.
Good for him.
Yeah, dude, it's a good way to get it right there.
Nice job, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. An addition to the finest most afternoons, 5 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, we have Cowboys-Ravens injury report and a couple of controversial type questions I can ask you about your football team here.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Next in the nation. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time to hit the expressway. Where we take it commercial free to the top. LA Live, Lucius Alexander coming up here in 16 minutes. Chief just threw out that at Southern Leisure, if he's got to do a bet payoff, he will sit in the cold tub for an entire segment. I think that might trigger a cardiac event, dude. Are you sure you want to go that far?
I would be down to do it. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, they have the ultimate cold plunge where there's like ice chunks floating around in there. It's like you might as well be swimming in Arctic waters. You're supposed to go in there for like 3 to 5 minutes. I'll go in there for a full 15-er if I have to do a payoff at that point. Probably won't. Wow. I think I'm about to go on a run here. But at the same time, just in case.
I don't think anybody's going on a run. I think we might have multiple payoffs every week for a while as the real power of this league settles in. I think parity's at an all-time high.
This might be the strangest lady that the NFL has ever been.
This is a fold-out fire.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, let me pick the Chiefs every week, or I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
I looked up Mrs. Doubtfire. This has got possibilities. We've got a Rangers Day game tomorrow. We might do some shopping.
There you go. It's a Kamar Rocker Rangers Day game.
Shakerton's on Friday, right?
Yes, sir. In Arlington.
In Arlington.
Okay, we'll see you. We'll see you Friday at Arlington. We want to hang out and celebrate some bet payoffs with you, but it is a back-to-work Wednesday for your Cowboys, and we have the Cowboys-Ravens injury report and a lot of interesting topics here before we get to LA Live in about 15 minutes. The Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art, and by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Number of players here. Trayvon Diggs has a foot, DNP. CeeDee Lamb DNP ankle, but I did see that that's nothing. Mozzie Smith DNP with a back though, Brian. What can you tell us?
Yeah, no, I did get about the foot and the ankle. There was, as you said, there's just some soreness, and both those guys were going to be fine.
Okay,
so it's just kind of a precautionary thing. With Mozzie, I heard that it was back tightness. So don't know much more other than that from what I've heard.
Back tightness, probably good to go in 4 days.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, probably. But
probably.
He was walking, you know. Yeah. I think if you have a back deal and you're like, crap, I'm down on the ground, it's going
to
be a while before I get
him
back
off
up.
Or
I
don't, something like
yeah,
that, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I think if you're walking, I do expect you to play, but it's not a guarantee because backs can get tricky. But Cooks is limited. Ferguson is limited. I guess that's good news as he's kind of back. Malik Hooker, our guy Eric Kendricks, who will join us tomorrow at 5:20 for the Cowboys player show. Tank was limited, but that was just a rest day. Same with Jordan Lewis and Zach Martin, although he's got a little bit of a knee. Unbelievable that wasn't worse.
Back. Gosh, I thought
it didn't look good.
Not season flashed.
Took a while.
Yeah. It's the worst. When you're losing big, I think you want to leave some players out there for incentives. Yeah. But unless there's like a big payday on the line that they're chasing, I got to get my guys out of there a little bit quicker than they did this last time around.
See what you're doing there. I like it.
Okay, for the Ravens, their guard, Laulu, is all I can say, I think, from his name. Jalen Armour Davis, cornerback DNP. Kyle Hamilton, safety DNP. Ronnie Stanley, tackle DNP. Kyle Van Noy, outside linebacker, did not go. And Nate Wiggins, cornerback, did not go with a neck concussion situation. So neither team is super injured or feeling really good about how they are playing. But, you know, listening to Brian's breakdown, earlier in the 340, if you want to go back and listen to Krusty's Corner, on this Ravens offense, they do both things that the Cowboys struggle with. They're a physical offense, and they use misdirection a lot of motion.
Yeah.
My question.
They use a lot of big bodies is what they do. Yeah.
Yeah, jumbo packages look like they're going to run, then they throw out of that and play action. That's where the big plays can really happen to you. Will Mike Zimmer's reputation as a good coach who has the answers be alive when we come on air Monday? Or are we heading for the second straight blowout and, you know, talking about Zim? Now, I'm going to hold the fort here that you can't judge Zimmer off the first couple of games. But I have a feeling the fan base is ready to turn on him already, guys. What do you think?
Oh, the fan base is definitely ready. It can get loud on you real quick if you go back-to-back home games. And
oh, yeah.
And especially if you don't look competent, you know, if you can at least be competitive in this game, you can feel like at least some step in the right direction. It's not a good matchup. And Lamar Jackson in his career versus NFC teams that only get to see him once every few years.
Only lost one game.
He's 20-1.
Yeah.
One loss was at New York a couple years ago.
So, like, when these teams come in here, like the Cowboys, who don't usually see this type of offense and this type of quarterback, it usually catches you off guard. But I don't expect them to come out there and play the same way. Like, I expect this to
be
a much closer game.
You better be buttoned up. The one thing I've always talked about with Mike is they don't give up big plays. And what did they do last week? They gave up a ton of big plays.
They did.
They got beat up front, and he knows that. You know, he's got to find ways to keep his linebackers clean, but they got to be buttoned up better. You know, they can't allow these huge plays. And I mean, buttoned up, you've got to find a way not to let this quarterback like read option you to death, you know, and stuff like that. You got to be, you know, guys, we talk about young players playing, Leofau, Overshown, all these guys that get the opportunity. This quarterback will embarrass you if you're not playing where you need to be. Jerry even talked about guys with Sean and RJ, I believe, you know, out of position. You can't be out of position against these guys. If you do, you're gonna get embarrassed.
I feel like that comes from when you're getting run all over and you kind of got to, you know, take some risks to now stop the run, and then you're really out of position.
You can't jump around gaps and stuff. And not that it was, I mean, I didn't see a ton of that. I know Jerry brought it up. I didn't see a ton of jumping around. I saw guys not getting taken on blocks like they were already half beat. Getting, you know, when they're running and they're trying to get past the block, instead of taking a guy on square, that like the guy's on him, like half of them are, you know, they're just behind the block. You can't be behind the block and play against these guys. You can't be behind the block and play against anybody.
No, especially, and the Ravens are no different. I mean, this is definitely a game that they can win if they find a way to say, hey, we can stop the run. And right now, there isn't a whole lot of optimism that they can do that until they prove it.
Yeah. If, like I said, if I was the Cowboys, if I was Mike, I would play the heaviest box you could play and dare them to throw the ball. And if they could do that, if they beat you throwing the ball, then you know what? Hey, tip your cap and move on. But I'm not going to let them run the ball down my throat.
Yeah, you know? And you're going to have an angry Derrick Henry coming in here, yeah, who was all offseason talking about how he wanted to be a Cowboy.
4.2 yards a carry. Never, he's a physical guy.
Lives in the area. Yeah. And look, under McCarthy, they've been really good following losses. I think it was like 21-2 or something along those lines. But
it's such a bad matchup.
This is one that preseason I think we were looking up, and that was an easy, you chalk it up as an L. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to change the narrative if you're Mike Zimmer. I just don't believe in the personnel. You know, I think you're doing that because you don't recognize and you're not good enough to recover. You're not athletic enough to recover. You don't have many good linebackers, any experienced linebackers, and you have bad defensive tackles. You know, if you're the Ravens coaching staff, if you're anybody in the NFL right now, you got to be looking at, holy crap, the Cowboys can't stop the run.
Yeah.
You know?
Just do what Buffalo did to you, where they just felt like they ran every play.
So I think the Cowboys' opportunity is to be able to score back with them. You know, and right. that's where I think really the pressure goes on, because we know what the Cowboys' defensive kryptonite is. We know the Ravens are bringing it to the party. We can hope they way overachieve and have this great game plan and take big risks and get some turnovers and Lamar Jackson plays horrible. Those things could happen. But the real way you should be staying in this game is by scoring with them. And, yeah, I don't know. If I have confidence that the Cowboys can get to 30.
They need to be able to throw the football, and they need, I mean, Dak and CD, you know, CD showing up today, sounds like it's not something that's serious on the injury report, but Dak and CD need to be having one of their best games. Jake Ferguson needs to play. Brandon Cooks needs to be available and find himself some more targets. Jalen Tolbert has to carry. I mean, that secondary has been susceptible through two games. Minshew and Adams ate them up. So you'd like to think Dak and CD can find success.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's possible. There are names in that secondary, though, good players, and it's not going to be a lot of one-on-ones. You know, I feel like we've seen it for so many years that when the defense can get your run with bare minimum, what Dak's going to be looking into is totally confounding for him. Okay, next question. Micah Parsons talking more about leadership here, guys. And the more he talks leadership, the more I wonder if this is a bad fit, you know, as far as this being the guy that's banging the drum and trying to keep guys accountable. Everywhere I turn now, he's talking about, I got to keep this guy accountable and, you know, I'm the leader of the team. You know, he's clearly an alpha, but it's like when Greg Hardy showed up, he was an alpha too. And he led guys in a bad direction. Now, Micah is not nearly as toxic. He's not nearly as, controversial, obviously. I think Micah's heart is in the right place. He's trying. But the more he asserts himself as the leader of the defense, the worse the defense is getting. It's going the wrong direction. We saw at the end of last year, in the offseason, significant tension in the room. You know, I think leadership is just massively important. And here's a quote from Micah Parsons today. This is just kind of in tune with, you know, the theme of what he's been talking about. At some point, all 11 got to have the same mindset, and that's just toughness. You talk about who you want to be and all this other stuff, but you've got to go out there and be it. And it can't just be one guy. It can't be two guys. It's all 11 guys. It takes everyone. I affect the linebackers. The linebackers affect the DBs. We aren't all synchronized. Now, this is a normal quote from a sports leader. But what if he's not a leader? What if it's somebody that is annoying to the teammates? What if it's somebody that isn't the hardest worker in the offseason? And this dude's trying to put out in public like he's the leader of y'all. That is not a recipe for good chemistry at all, Wolchuk.
No.
I think the professionals inside that defensive locker room are keeping this story minimized. But it definitely boiled over on Radio Row when we had Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks and Tank was on SportsCenter that day talking with Stephen A. Smith about it. There were some clear signs that maybe this locker room was disconnected and, you know, I think, you know, leadership is massively important here. I don't think Micah Parsons is the guy. If I'm the coaching staff, I want to find somebody else. I want to find somebody else to be that straw that stirs our drink in that defensive side. Okay, Nothing there? No bites there, guys?
No, I mean, it's very difficult to give up a talent of that caliber as an edge rusher that gets after the quarterback on the defensive side of the football. But I think you've got to think long and hard when you're talking about paying a guy, and we know who his agent is, and he's one of the best, if not the best, in the business, and David Mulligetta. He's going to get his guy's money.
Yes.
And he might break the bank for richest contract by a defensive player in NFL history. If you're committing that amount of money, I better be getting Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, but I need to see a guy that you're not racking up all your big moments against the Carolina Panthers mm-hmm. and the New York Giants, right, and the Washington Commanders on Thanksgiving. The same knocks that you want to give to the quarterback, your best defensive player has not shown up in those big games either. And especially when things start going south defensively, you haven't seen him answer the call and be a guy that says, this is unacceptable, we're not playing to our standard, and he comes up with a big play either. So those expectations should be there for a guy that gets that amount of money, and he needs to go out there and answer those questions. A guy that talks about being a leader isn't a leader. You don't talk about it. You just are.
And he's constantly talking about it.
Right, right. He's constantly talking about it. And then in the same breath, as you mentioned, like not showing up for all the possible work days in the off season. You know, like just something simple like that. And if the guys don't feel like that he is the type of guy that puts the work in the same way, then it's really highlighted when he doesn't have a great game. It's like, you better go out there and tear it up, dude. That's the only way that you can do this. And then when you have games like this week where he's lending voice to, wow, they found a way to neutralize me, you know? And now it's like, okay, how many teams are going to find ways to neutralize you? And then you want to keep going and talking about all these things that you need to do. It's like, how about you just show it on the field a little bit?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot going on here, and it'll be interesting to see how this thing evolves in the future. But, you know, it's been a situation, I think, with the Cowboys for a while that they haven't had a really great defensive leader. I can't think of the
last
one.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, man, it wasn't even like there was somebody pass the baton to him a little bit. Like, he never got to see it really, like, okay, that's what it Sean looks
Lee,
like.
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably Sean Lee. That's the last one I can think. And the issue with Sean was he couldn't stay on the field.
Health. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Barry Church, you know, but not an elite player, but a very good professional, did things the right way. A Panthers not considering trading the benched Young, their quarterback. I would be open-minded to it if somebody called me up and blew me up, but I want to try to fix the team and then, you know, put him in a situation where we got a run game and weapons before
that's all it's going to take. That's all it's going to take to get the deal done.
Yeah.
No,
who's
Diddy?
Who's got what it takes? Jordan Love back at practice. He might play Sunday. Woj has retired from ESPN.
Double dog dare you to trade him to me.
Woj has, if you get your best three,
I'd call
here.
Carolina. They're making some bad trades.
Hey, no, but listen, for Carolina though, right now, of course, you got to say you're not trying to trade. You don't want to just immediately let everybody know you're open for business. But I think it's very, very clear that you are.
Calls.
Yes, you're more than willing to. It's just like
hope it doesn't get leaked.
Yeah, how low are you willing to go on compensation here? But it seems like a foregone conclusion. That's a guy who's going to get moved if any team even wants him. You know, maybe the Dolphins are a team that find themselves like, we could use somebody like that. But I do think that Carolina will be absolutely ready to move on from him.
So Nick Harris tweeted that Jordan Phillips' wrist injury landed him on the IR. And he said, I don't know. That's above my pay grade. You have to ask the people making the decisions. Nick Harris, Star Telegram. He followed it up saying Phillips is dealing with a sprained wrist. And the team is erring on the side of caution, considering he's coming off a December surgery to that same wrist, a team official said. But it looks like, you know, one of those phantom type of injuries that give them a little bit of latitude on how they can shuffle it. Is he done playing with the Cowboys? You think, was it that bad?
You know what? Yeah, I think, he was not very good. And that's, when you get in a situation now where you put a guy on IR for 4 weeks, it's all about now negotiating an injury settlement and then getting him off the books.
Rangers back at it tonight with Cody Bradford on the hill against the Blue Jays. Thursday, tomorrow, it's a day game with Kamar Rocker on the hill at 1:35. Please tune in. Make us part of your day. Friday against the Mariners, you're going to have Jacob deGrom on the hill with a 6:30 pregame there. So a lot of fun baseball times are ahead. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup.
Man.
Here's Lucius. with LA Live.
You almost pulled a full Broadus. Remember this?
Everybody's telling me that Dan Campbell's going to get that job in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
That he blew Spielman, Rick Spielman.
Got to get that job. What?
By any means necessary.
People are telling me this happened. Went full Diddy on.
Oh, man. Hey, so yesterday you guys talked about the Steelers gave Russell Wilson the game ball.
Yeah, the petty game ball.
Petty game ball. I said, dog, Justin Fields has got to be saying that wrong. It's got to be like, you know, the pity ball because Russell didn't play.
Yeah.
Nah, man. In Pittsburgh, you get the petty ball when you beat the team you used to play for.
I love it.
There we go.
Good bit.
Figured that out last night. All right, let's get into a, what is this, a hump day?
Yes.
It's a hump day edition. It's a hump day, man. LA Live right to the
Let's go.
We're humping.
I need a massage, bro. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Riverside, Illinois. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Murphy, I was just wondering if you feel that there's a resemblance.
Caller, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you feel that there's a resemblance between your pubes and the hair on your head?
Is what naked wins.
Trolling C-SPAN right there. Trolling C-SPAN.
You know what? They just accept it and move on, don't they?
Man, they're so good at it, brother.
They are.
They just take an insult. The camera's directly in their face. And just, all right.
And they just kind of nod.
Delaware, line three. Yeah. Let's go up. Next one.
They never laugh a little bit.
Oh, never. Catching, they just kind of look at them. Okay, next call will be, go on.
They just take it, bro. They just take it.
Yeah.
This is LA Live for Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. It is a butt naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu and peace to the gods. Every Wednesday in LA Live is dedicated to Miss Badu. Miss Badu, I hope you hear me. I love you. And it's called Butt Naked Wednesday because years ago, Miss Erykah Badu, Dallas's own, came up with the phrase while explaining to people that pretty soon female artists and entertainers will be selling nothing but skin to stay relevant and stay in the business. That is a fact, because if you look around right now, they're all shaking their little chicken baskets.
Yeah, they sure are.
They all shaking that fish basket. They all wiggling that junior bacon cheeseburger for the attention.
I saw this new trend in L.A. where they're just wearing their skirts so low that their panties just fully show.
No, glory.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, you like my panties?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Part of my outfit.
Like, man, it's
wild.
Send me that, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're doing it. That's crazy, man. Listen to Miss Badu explain this. This is for the people that just don't know. So you know next time I say it next Wednesday, you know?
What's hot is the butt implant. If you really want to rock somebody's world and make it in this business, you got to get you an ass implant. Get you some calf implants, too, if you're going to be wearing them stilettos and shit. You got to wear stilettos. You got to. I don't care how old you are, 12, 11. You got to do it. Create your own publicity. Do some whole shit, you know. Do it. Do some whole
shit.
If you are a woman, you have to tongue kiss another woman. And if you want to make it, you got to do it. You have to. Just be butt naked somewhere. Butt naked with glitter on you and a beeper. I mean, that's the one I thought of. I figured, you know, somebody else can do that. Is show up. With your long hair and your breasts, and make sure your cleavage is down to here. At least we're going down to here now, because 2006 is butt naked Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. Yeah, she explained
it. Got to do it.
She said, "Do some whole ass." Shout out to Uncle Shay Shay out here doing some whole ass. Trying to sell them pills. G-Bag of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow me if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Dang, have y'all ever smoked your vape so much you get nauseated? Doesn't it happen to y'all?
The nicotine ones?
Is that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
That Joel used to tear me up.
Okay, I'll just make sure I'm not talking like, man, and I don't want to stop smoking the vape.
I know. Yeah, you're like, I got a headache and I'm nauseous, and I just hit it again.
Sweating like a fool up in here. Our winner right here is Marshall University's head football coach, Charles Huff. He has an offer for Ohio State players that they might want to take. I don't know.
Would love to have some of those guys from Ohio State, too. So if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tutor's Biscuit NIL all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tutor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day.
Crazy.
If you transfer here. So, but yeah.
I believe him.
I believe him.
I believe him. One look at that man and I get it. That man know where to find some good-ass biscuits.
All day. I'll tell
you what, that is a fact, Jack. Hey, you guys were talking about burgers, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
This Sunday, I was watching the Cowboys game at this place called The Ranch in Las Colinas.
Yeah, it's a dope spot.
Oh, my God. That burger is fire.
Okay.
Wagyu beef or whatever. Yeah. Open flame. You can taste that flame. Ooh, you know what I mean?
So that's a different flavor, too.
It's so good. All right. Question for the Tolos right here. I asked this question to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy? They're just fake liking it. What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy? I got answers like IPAs.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Those are good.
You like the IPAs?
Yeah.
Indian Pale Ales?
Now, I'll say there are some bad ones.
There are some bad ones.
Yeah, I've never been into the IPA. I can't do it.
There are some good ones.
I think all dark beer sucks.
Ooh.
Yeah, like those super stouty ones.
Yeah.
I can rock Guinness.
Yeah. I used to drink this thing called Amberbach back in the day. Remember
Amberbach,
that?
Yeah.
Drink that Amberbach.
Good beer, yeah.
It was good beer. It got me in trouble. Drank too much of it. Well, you know when your boss is looking at you, this is in the Navy, you know when your boss is looking at you like, so how many beers do you drink? You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Might be a problem. Like, that might be a problem. Crawfish boils brought us. People are convinced that nobody really likes crawfish boils.
Mm. Those are fun.
That's a shame.
You just got to work hard. I mean, I know some people feel like you got to work hard, but I love them. You know,
I find myself
small in the payoff as well.
Yeah, I find that when people for the first time and you actually peel them for them and they, you know, they're like, wow, this is okay. It's messy. It's kind of fun, but you're drinking, camaraderie, all that stuff.
Yeah, the vibe is cool.
The vibe is cool. It's not the cleanest thing in the world to do, but no.
Part of the fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You lay the newspaper out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you do it right there. Lay that newspaper out. The vibe is cool. I like crawfish, but yeah, like Eric said, it's a lot of work. A
lot of work.
For that little piece of meat. Yeah, let's see what else we got. Franchise movie sequels. Nobody likes those, apparently.
Mm.
Most of them aren't
good. Some of them are really good. You know, the Planet of the Apes been killing it.
Yeah,
that's been good.
Yeah. Did you go back and watch the 70s ones? And
yes, sir.
Yeah! Oh, gosh, those are the best.
That's how you do it, dude. Man, come on, fam. That's how you run
those
it.
Those are intense, man.
Yeah,
they're intense.
In the 70s, they were doing art, bro.
Yes, it's amazing.
And the movie would just be over. You're like, wow, like that?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm glad you went back, bro. They're some really good movies.
I still got one to go from the 70s.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
What are you convinced?
Was really good as the one of the apes. I remember forgot
Charlton Heston.
Chuck Heston, he was in it. He was one of the astronauts.
What was he at a bar, didn't he? Down aped or something like that. Yeah. I don't know what he said.
Oh, you apes.
Down aped.
Yeah.
What are you convinced?
He was dramatic. I tell you what, though, like the makeup on him, though, the mask always kind of moved.
Did it?
It was never, it was like
it was
watching,
wobbly.
It was wobbly, but he was like, man, look, they're apes. Look, they're talking, you know, it's like, you could see it looked fake as hell, but man, it's like, it was, Roddy McDowell was one of the apes. He was good. He was always good.
There's some bad movie franchises out here, though, like the sequels, like there's one with Sylvester Stallone and all the action hero guys that are like over 50.
Yes. No, what was that?
And they keep making more. But I think 50 Cent is in one of them joints.
The Untouchables, maybe?
No, I don't know. The Expendables.
Yeah.
A lot of those movies are bad.
The Washed Upables.
That's pretty good.
You like that?
I like that. Yeah, they couldn't whoop anybody.
I'll tell you what, Stallone, though, in Tulsa, that show Tulsa.
Tulsa King.
Not bad.
That was a good show.
Not bad.
It is a great show. I like Tulsa King.
Yeah,
I haven't seen season two, but I've been reading up on it, and I don't like the fact that they are shooting a show called Tulsa King in Atlanta.
No.
I don't like that either. I didn't know season two was out.
The first one is in Tulsa. Like, you can watch, you see landmarks. I'm like, ooh,
what are
that
we doing?
Spot. Yeah. The center of whatever.
They're cheaping out. They're cheaping out.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
The Washed Upables, man.
The Washed Upables is hilarious.
Wonderful, Broadus.
What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy? Every iPhone drop.
Yeah, those are played out. They're just not getting any better.
No, they just change.
I got a new phone a couple of weeks ago. I was like, why did I do this?
They're killing your battery.
My phone
now.
From 7 years ago was the same thing. Yeah. The same experience. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people are going to disagree, but I do not like being at concerts. It is too damn loud. I can listen to the record. I think they just like seeing the person, or they build up the hype to it. And they're like, oh my goodness, we're here seeing, you know, whatever. Panic at the Disco. This is so cool. It's not. It's too loud. It's crowded.
I feel you. You got to get the right spot, right venue. Dickies is amazing to watch a show at Dickies.
Yeah.
What's this one outside? They have this lawn.
JEXA?
Is it Dos Equis Pavilion?
What is it? It's like, yeah, it used to be a thousand different things.
I think it's Dos Equis.
Yeah,
Dos Equis now.
I love that place. Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. I love
outdoors.
That place.
Yeah,
God, I love them, bro.
I saw ZZ Top there.
Oh, nice. ZZ Top's amazing. You seen ZZ Top out there?
Yeah. With Grego.
Wow. Did you have to look for him at the end of the night?
Okay,
hey, man, where'd you go, bro?
He was up on stage.
A long time ago.
Let's see. All right. What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy? Female stand-up comedians? Ouch.
Ooh.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah, come on.
Sounds Nikki Glaser.
What are you convinced? Being a liberal? Damn. You have no idea how many people sent that to me on the Facebook.
I don't think anybody's having fun getting politically
crazy,
polarized.
It is crazy, bro. It is crazy how many, like, you can ask anything and somehow liberal is going to come up there and be like, damn, dude.
Get damn liberal.
Gosh. What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy? Veggies.
Yeah.
I like mine grilled. There's a few veggies that are awesome. Yeah. Some of them I'm just forced to do it. Just,
salt them.
Yeah. ESPN debate shows.
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't like those at all.
What about conversation?
I've been eating conversation? Yeah.
I mean, there's people talk to you and you're just like, just get away from me.
Yeah, I'm,
like, just stop.
I'm bad at it.
Oh, yeah. And like, yeah, okay, yeah. And then you're like, God, what? I'll never get those 3 minutes back.
Ooh, damn.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
3 minutes.
What do you convince people are pretending to enjoy? Cigars? Wow, that's a shot. I love my cigars.
I love cigars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, another one.
They just make me smell so much.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
I'm like, you got to take a shower.
Yeah, it leaves a lingering taste.
Yeah, that's why you got to get some good cigars, bro.
There you go.
Got to get some good ones. What do you convince people are pretending to enjoy? Here's another one. Biden. See what I'm saying? But he might be right there.
I don't think anybody's enjoying Biden.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He might be right there. All music post 2009.
Oh, okay.
Nightclubs. Yeah, nightclubs overrated.
I've been to a nightclub in a while.
I haven't been to one in a long time.
Yeah.
You can stand there for 12 minutes and not get a drink.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, car situation.
And I'm trying to give you money.
Too busy. One bartender.
Yeah.
People putting drinks on your tab.
Yeah.
You got to pay $1,000 for a little section and whatnot. It is a mess. I remember last time, it's been a long time since I've been to a strip club, but the last time I went with some family of mine. And this is when, like, all the Cardi B's and the Megan Thee Stallions and all their music just dropped. And the girls were doing, like, finger guns in the club. Yeah. Like, shooting at you, like, oh, my God. What is this?
Are you the Migos or a stripper? Come on, take your top off.
Finger guns. Let's see.
Just kidding.
Personal foul.
There's no way people enjoy tomatoes, is what Atolo said.
Oh, come on.
I like tomatoes.
I love tomatoes.
My aunt used to eat them with the salt and just eat a whole tomato like it was an apple, but put some salt on there. The taste of alcohol. Nobody enjoys that, apparently.
Hey, you got to spend some money.
We got a Stella left in the fridge if you want it, by the way. Stella.
Mine.
Yes.
It's mine.
Dawson, there's unleaded ones in there. You can take those home.
They're unleaded.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a good NA.
What are you convinced some people are pretending to enjoy? The taste of... Did I say the taste of alcohol already?
Yes,
you did.
Very spicy food.
Oh, chimney Christmas.
Come on.
What are we doing?
Slightly spicy. It's great.
Yeah.
Super spicy?
It's ridiculous.
I think you're just showing off.
Ticka.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no,
you
I love are, this.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so, so good.
A lot of people are pretending to be happy.
That's the conversation thing.
Yeah. LinkedIn. Somebody's pretending to enjoy LinkedIn. Does it work for you?
I
don't use it.
You have like five
accounts. I get a lot of notices for that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just like, oh, what?
I get some for you, from you.
For me?
Like, yeah. Twice in my life, somebody has said, hey,
sorry,
are you on
that,
LinkedIn?
Lucius. I don't use it. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
Is not
it,
doing that.
Must LinkedIn? Be a big thing for salespeople or something. Marketers.
Mm.
Let's see. Sparkling water. People, too, are pretending to enjoy sparkling water.
100%.
Yeah, I believe that.
A lot of that.
You got to put a little liquor in there, boy. Put a little liquor in there.
Mm.
Let's see what else. Oysters. People are pretending to enjoy oysters. My man said, it's like eating boogers.
Thank you, boogers of the sea.
It is kind of like a snack ball, but you dress it up well. They're delicious.
Boogers of the sea is crazy.
I work with a bunch of idiots.
What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy? Sweet potato fries. I took that personal because they're great.
Oh, they are so great.
Really good.
They are great with ranch.
With ranch.
Let's see. The gym.
But you can't eat a lot of them, right? Eat like 12 of them?
No, I eat a whole lot of them, man. People are pretending to enjoy the gym. I take that personal because I do enjoy the gym. It's the getting there I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
That's the, yeah. It's walking through the door.
It's the getting the getting the up thought. And trying to get everything done of the so gym. You can get there. Yeah. Oh, I enjoy the thought of the gym. I 100% do. That's why I go. What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy? The last one right here. I think Broadus hit this one out the water earlier. Other people.
Yeah. I think we get tired
you're
of
so social.
I think me?
Yeah.
I try.
He can fake it with the best. You're
faking? Oh, yeah, I can fake a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we know. You do the leg shake and everything.
Wow. I'll give you the look like and I'll be like
active
interested.
Listening
I'll be
face,
like,
yeah.
If you see me and I got my finger over my lip, I'm like and watch and I'll be like I'll be
that's
nodding
the sign.
My,
come
that's
save
my
me.
Sign. Like, hey, please get me out of here.
All the words that are coming out of their mouth are just bouncing off of your forehead and back into their own face.
Yeah. Hey. I'm sure people feel the same way about me, too. So
it's all right, bro.
We're good. We're all good.
Let me vibe for a second before I wrap this up. I need an 85 Regal, bro. This.
Oh, 85.
Yeah, on some 100 spokes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
For the T-top. My name is Lucius Alexander. Oh! Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'll be back here tomorrow after the Rangers game.
Yes.
See you. Holla.
There he goes, LA Live, every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We're now 33 minutes from Rangers baseball. Sands is going to join us, but a proper round tripper awaits you on the other side. Chuck, what's in store?
We got Bobby Witt Jr. making history, Juan Soto completing a milestone in a wild ejection. That's next in the nation.